Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, All Things Were Created by Him and for Him, Already in Progress.
So, you know, after you pray a few times for a few people, just like you, Jack, at first it was a coincidence when you got your back healed. You're just like that. Jack, are you trying to tell me you're just like me? Yeah. You've got sin in your life at different times, and the devil's over there waiting to shoot you with a fiery dart? Before I knew they were there, I didn't worry about them. But they were still there. And so whenever something would come up on me and I would get hit with one of those, and you think, ow, just like my back trouble. I never dreamed that was a fiery dart from the devil for some of my sins I'd been messing around, doing things I'd done. Unbelief, living in unbelief. But when you read the Word and you learn that you can pray, you can change people's life. And, you know, I just think about like little Cody, when I told you that story a while ago, when he screamed and everything. I mean, that day I asked the Lord. By this time, I'd got to where I knew to talk to God, and he would talk to me because I'd heard him talk to me several times. So when little Cody, 9 months old, was screaming and kicking and everything, and I just walked in, and my wife said, honey, I met my match. She said, this baby, all he does is scream and said he won't eat or nothing. And I said, well, that's not normal. So I just said, Father, is there a scripture that says we could call on the Lord and he'll answer us? Yeah. So why do we not do that? Yeah, Jeremiah 33:3, Psalms 91:15 is another one, yes. So if the Lord told us to call unto him and he'll answer us, it's not that we're trying to get him to answer our prayer. He's training us how to be overcomers. He's going to answer your prayer if you don't give up, or if you don't get into unbelief. I think about this sweet lady right here in the blue. Last week she had a hip problem on her left. Is that right? Had a hip problem on her left hip, and I'd prayed for her 2 or 3 weeks before, and the pain went away. And after a couple of weeks, it came back, so she come up for prayer thinking, I don't know what happened here. I told her God was probably testing her. And, of course, as she's being tested and don't understand the principle, the pain came back, so she's put up with it for a few days. And whenever she comes up for prayer, I told her, I said, just repent of your sin. And so she said, I'll be happy to. So she repented of her sin, and then I just happened to, since it's a lady, And sure was standing there, but Sarah run up about that time, Dave's little girl. Little Sarah run up there about that time, and I said, Sarah, since this is a lady, I don't want to put my hands on her hip. I said, why don't you just lay your little hand on her hip and say, be healed in the name of Jesus? She said, sure, Papa T. She just reached up and said, be healed in Jesus' name. And what happened? And it was, you were instantly healed. Even a six-year-old child. Isn't that amazing? So if we train our children to pray like that when they're little, what do you think they can learn to do time they get to be adults? They'll be dangerous, won't they?
They will.
Yeah, they'll be dangerous. And we love it, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, God is training each one of us how to be an overcomer. So anyway, whenever I asked the Lord what was wrong with Cody, and he told me, said, it just as clear as a bell, he just spoke back to me and said, he has a tormenting spirit, and I've given you authority over it. After she left, I told Betty, I said, I'm going to kick that tormenting spirit out of that baby. I knelt down there beside his little high chair. He's screaming, kicking. He's 9 months old. I said, you foul tormenting spirit of hell, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I have been given all power and all authority over you. Have I?
Yeah.
That's scripture. So I said, I command you to come out of this boy and go to the abyss and never come back in Jesus' name. Somebody say, you can't cast a demon into the abyss. Don't tell me that. You got to me too late. I know they have to obey me down to the letter. That's what's written, right? So anyway, I left. I walked out and I told Betty, I said, I guarantee you and Cody will have a good day today. And I left. I fully expected what I did to work, because I realize I'm inside of a spiritual kingdom that most of us don't even know exists. But I'd learned by this time, it's real. That God is real, these devils are real, these demons are real, and that tormenting spirit some way had legal right to that little boy, and he was, can you imagine? Can you imagine if you were a little child, and here's this thing in here saying, can you imagine what that, no wonder you're screaming and crying, right? That thing is tormenting you. Who knows what he's doing, but he is having a heyday with you. And all you know to do is scream. You're 9 months old. But when somebody comes along and knows what's going on, you can just lay that hand on that little thing and say, "You foul spirit of hell, come out and go to the abyss." And then walk off and say, "Guarantee he's delivered in the name of Jesus." And when I come home that afternoon, first thing my wife said, "Honey, you ain't gonna believe the day I had with Cody today." I said, "Sure I am. You had a great day, didn't you?" She said, "He was perfect. All day long, he was perfect. He didn't cry. He didn't eat. He slept. He was a perfect little boy." Well, the next Monday morning when Mama brought him, she said, "Betty, what did you do to my son? Did you give him some medicine?" She said, "No." He said, "You did something." She looked over at me and she said, "Well, Thurman prayed for him." "Well, Mr. Scrivener, whatever you did, it worked." It worked. So she goes to work. When she comes back, as she leaves, I looked over at my wife and I says, "Why didn't you tell her the truth?" She said, "Honey, I live with you and I ain't ready for where you live." She said, "I don't understand these things." Now, isn't that something? Now, guess why I was so far ahead of her in my spiritual walk? I spent a lot more time in the Word. I spent that time in the Word and the Lord revealed himself to me. And we got that little boy free. And I love it every time I see a child. I think of that little 10-year-old boy down at Dallas. His grandmother and grandfather called me and said, "We got a grandson that our children that had the child, they've run off and they don't want him. And they're just running around doing everything wrong. So we're trying to keep the boy, but we cannot control this boy." Do you reckon this child might have a demon or two in him? Sure he does. And because why do demons come to this little boy, but they won't come to this little boy? Sins of the parents. That's right. One set of parents, this set of parents over here, they're walking in love, walking in obedience to God's word, so their children don't have demons. The children obey mom and dad, so they don't have demons. But when you disobey, how easy is it to get one? Oh, it's real easy. When you obey the Lord and do what he says, that little boy... I told him, I said, "He's sick, bring him to a healing school." They said, "Pastor, he's not sick." I said, "Oh yeah, he's sick, but a different way. He's sick a different way." I said, "He's got demons." And they said, "Okay, we'll bring him." They didn't understand this at all. So they brought this little 10-year-old, and after the healing school was over, I'm praying for people. And when they came up, I said, "Where is the boy?" And they said, "Oh, he's back there running around." I said, "Tell him to come up here." So they hollered at him, and he come up there, and I knelt down in front of him, and I looked at him and I said, "Son, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?" "No." I said, "How would you like to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior?" "I'm not interested." Now, who do you think that is talking out of his mouth? A 10-year-old boy. That's a demon. Well, how did that demon get in there? Because of the sins of the parents. Just like Jack said, the parents had not walked with God. So the grandparents are carrying the load here. And this boy. So anyway, I just knelt down in front of him. Put him up, grabbed him by the shoulder and looked him right in the eye and I said, "You foul, tormenting spirits of hell." But does the scripture say if there's any lost on this earth, they're lost because the God of this world has blinded their mind to the truth? Is that what it says?
Yes.
Yes, that's what it says. So I said, "It's a demon." So I said, "In the name of Jesus, I command that spirit that's blinding your mind to the truth of God's word, because it says if those spirits are gone, then you will be able to see the truth and you'll be able to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior." So I kicked those devils out. I said, "Now then, in the name of Jesus," I said, "come out of him." I said, "Now, Father, see, the scripture says nobody can come into the kingdom except to be drawn by the Holy Spirit." So how do you get the Holy Spirit to do something? He's your comforter. He's your helper. Isn't that right? So you say, "Father, in Jesus' name, would you please send the Holy Ghost to convict this boy of sin and draw him into the kingdom of God?" Is that what you do? Yes, that's what you do. And so then I says, "Now, son, how would you like to invite Jesus to come into your heart?" He said, "I'd love it." Just that simple. "I'd love it." Now, what did the scripture just say? If there's any lost, they're lost because the God of this world, which is Satan, has blinded their mind. Why and how did he get legal right to blind their mind? Through some kind of sin, the sins of the parents. But did you know that most of us, in fact, not most, all of us, when we're born, we're automatically children of the devil. Do you know that you've been a child of the devil? I don't like to think about that. Do you? That I'm a child of the devil? Well, now what if nobody ever prays for me? What if I go through life and I don't have that good mom and daddy? Nobody prays for me. What happens, Mike, if nobody ever prays for you? Nothing happens. You ain't never going to get saved, are you? So you're going to go through life and you're going to be one of those, woe is me, why does everything go wrong? Why can I not do anything right? And you got all these demons in you and they're blinding your mind and you're trying to go to school and they're tormenting you all the time. They're constantly pinching you on the shoulder like I did there a while ago. And you can't study with a demon pinching you on the shoulder, can you? Or maybe he's attacking your liver. Maybe what if you were one of those that got the fiery dart shot through the liver? Then that's got to be painful, right? Ooh, I can't already. Oh, my goodness gracious, I'm having trouble in school. I just can't study. Doctors check out everything. The x-ray machines won't show that spiritual dart that's in your liver. They know there's a problem in your liver, but they can't see it. They don't know what it is. It's there by a spiritual being. Now, then maybe after a while, if he messes with you long enough, something may happen to your liver where they can see it and they can find it, but they may give you a new liver. And it still don't fix the problem because you're still living in that sin. Nobody's ever cast out that demon. Isn't that amazing? So we wonder why certain people have all these problems. I can think of so many times, so many examples of how the devil has legal right to us and how we give it to him. I mean, if we walk in obedience to God's word, then the devil has no legal right to you. But when we think about the devil, in fact, I was listening to Daystar the other day, and there was a very well-known pastor on there, and he was asked a question. Where did Satan and his host of demons come from? And he said, we don't know. That's what he said. I thought, my gosh, I know. It's written in the Word. I thought, wow, what do you mean you don't know? You know, I'm over there tapping on the TV screen. Hey, listen to me. I know where that beast comes from. I can show you Colossians chapter 1. I can show you exactly where he come from. God made him.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, All Things Were Created by Him and For Him, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.